Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. And we also have Sarah.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm so good. Just so good. It's Friday.
You're exhausted, aren't you?
I'm exhausted. Yesterday was live day, so I kind of feel like I'm so tired that I'm now just like, you know, when you get crazy because you're so tired,
you're delirious
and you're just like, you feel kind of drunk and you're just like,
let's just keep going.
Yeah, let's just keep going. But I feel like I probably will crash so hard later.
Which we do have to talk about what you're doing later. But before we do that, if you want to get a hold of us, by the way, check us out on Facebook. We're The Broad-Cast. Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. We're also at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And before we get into Sarah's story, I actually did get a new text message.
Yay! Is it from Moose?
I believe it is. Yes, it is. Okay.
I want to know. I'm like a cliffhanger from your last text.
Okay, let's see. He says, quick update. So I talked to my girlfriend about our dating situation. And essentially, she's not going to sleep with any men, but women are open season with the exception of some, like her idea of mine, I guess. And same goes for me. Like, I guess, I don't know what that means. I'm guessing you mean she will not sleep with girls that she might be, like, emotionally attracted to? I don't know.
Yeah, just not attracted to.
He's like, well, I'm not bi, so I don't know about the men part. It didn't come up. Pretty sweet situation. Thanks for the advice, ladies. Love, Moose.
So she can sleep with females.
Yes.
And he can sleep with
females, but I think there's some exceptions for both. But
so
I want to know
sleep with females as well. That's strange, considering you're not bi. Like, if you were bi, I would assume it'd be males. But since you're not bi,
but he's allowed to have other ladies. She's allowed to have other ladies, but she's
not allowed to have other men.
She says she's not going to sleep with other men, but women are open season. So maybe is she going to sleep? But women are open season. Does that mean women are open season for you and her? Or just for you, like, you can go ahead and do it. I'm not going to sleep with all the other guys. But you go do your thing.
Hmm.
Is that like, so maybe a little clarification there, Moose.
That's weird because I wonder what so if she can sleep with other girls.
But that's what I'm not sure of now that I'm thinking what he's writing. Like, are girls open season for him? Or both open season for both of them? And like, she said, I'm not going to sleep with other guys. But you can sleep with girls, or I will sleep with girls, and you can sleep with girls too. I'm not 100% sure, so let us know.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, cliffhanger. Okay, let us know, Moose, because we're confused.
And if you guys have any, relationship things, remember we do the rant sesh, which I know you had one a while back, and we never got to it.
I was so close in calling and leaving us a message because you 9-to-5ers or you guys who are in traffic every day, I don't know how you do it. Like, our hours are crazy. We have to get up so early, but we don't have to, like, deal with rush hour because I was in it. I signed up for a workout class. I left with double the time. I don't know if there was an accident. I don't know what was going on. The weather was fine, and I didn't even make it, like, 3 miles and missed my class. And it took me an hour and a half to go 3 miles and then turn around and go back home. At one point, I was screaming in my car. At one point, I was legit crying in my car. At one point, I was like, oh, there's a bar. Maybe I should just pull over and wait. But then you'd have to wait like 3 hours. And then I'd be drunk and couldn't drive home. And then I legit was like punching my steering wheel and punching my like music player or whatever.
And you have to pay for your class if you sign up and don't go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that freaking sucks.
I was raging. And I don't know how people deal with that. And I got home and I was like, immediately wanted a drink. Because I was like, this was so terrible.
Such a waste of a day.
It really was. It was a waste of like a few hours. And I can't believe people do that every day. And I am in awe of you guys. Because I feel like I don't really have much patience, period. But as a driver, I feel like I'm a pretty good patient driver. I don't really get road rage that much. But it was terrible.
Actually, I do have a funny video of this girl losing her mind after getting a traffic ticket.
That's probably me. I should have gotten a ticket because I was so mad. That makes me want to do all the illegal things. I want to speed. I want to do U-turns where you can't do U-turns. I want to cut people off. I want to just yell at everyone.
I think you're not as bad as this girl. We'll see.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's listen.
Hey, everyone. Karma got his kiss for me.
Karma Sounds guy's like kiss for me.
I can't go to Jonathan's right now.
I can't go to Jonathan's right now.
Because I got a ticket because apparently you're supposed to pull over for an emergency vehicle. I didn't know.
How do you not know? How do you not get your license without knowing?
I'm extremely going downhill because I'm getting acne and I'm getting fat and I'm balding right here. You can't see the whole triangle. That is like a piece of hair. I'm balding. I'm turning ugly. And my face is getting fat for the rest of the day. I can't even shower for work because I'm not going to be home on time. I'm not fat ass Indiana.
Fat ass Indiana cop.
Gave me a ticket. And he's like, do you know about this law? I didn't. So I said no. Because I didn't. And it's so much money. And I only have $47. And I'm not even supposed to go under 50. And I'm going to get fined by my bank. Shut. Ah!
Ooh.
I'm going to get fined by my bank for having under $50. And I already owe my parents $470. And I owe my friends mom 80. And
oh my
I can't
God.
Go to John now. But everything's fine.
She sounds like John Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
I'm really mad at me. And my life's going downhill.
She's a mouse.
Oh my God.
Wasn't he like a nice person? Can you want me to pay for this ticket? Because I don't have it. I'm going to leave a PayPal link. But like, that's me winking. But my eyes are too swollen to wake.
Oh my God.
And I called to see if I could serve jail time instead of paying, but no one answered. So I left a voicemail asking if it were an option for me to serve jail time instead of paying. So what?
You're gonna get arrested for that. You're gonna be like this dumbest bitch. You're gonna get arrested.
Did you call her the dumbest bitch?
Yeah, his friend called her the dumbest bitch. She's like, you're arrested for that? You dumbest. I really hope this is fake.
I'm having an emotional breakdown. Show me support!
Is she filming herself or someone filming
her? Yeah, she was filming herself. And then she, like, showed her friend in the background when she moved the phone over.
She sounded crazy, don't get me wrong. And she definitely had a worse time than I did. But I've definitely been there where something little just breaks the camelback, straw on the camelback, whatever the hell that phrase is. And you just, like, explode about everything that's going wrong in your life. Like, I don't feel good. I think I'm bad. My lips don't look good enough. Oh, my hair looks bad, you know? you freak out over every little thing.
That was like me earlier this week, and there's news going on in my life, but I will discuss it at a later time once it's kind of more
mysterious.
But I was just so angry earlier this week, just so angry that I couldn't even sit still in my own house. I had to leave my house.
You're just like, I hate the world.
I hate everything right now. And I just feel so much tension and so much negative energy here. I'm like in my room sitting there in my onesie.
And like the most little thing like will like just like tick you off.
Yeah. And I couldn't focus anything. I'm like, and I went to the library. Because I'm like, I don't want to be that person on my computer at a like coffee shop. Like, I'll go to the library because there's some really cute ones by my house.
I would never go to I would never even think about that. I'd much rather go to a coffee shop than go to a
free Wi-Fi, and like nobody's expecting me to buy anything.
Yeah, but you can get some coffee.
But I didn't want coffee because I wanted to sleep. And I couldn't sleep. I didn't want a sandwich. I didn't want to eat anything. I was so mad. I didn't want to eat anything.
God, the library sounds like I cannot.
It's a good people watching, actually.
I cannot remember the last time I was in a library.
I used to love it, though. I was that kid. When I was started to drive, I'd take my brother and my, who I considered my sister, my neighbor Grace. We'd go to the library in Snohomish, and I'd check out all the comic books.
Nerd!
All the books. Oh, yeah. That was my summer.
Yeah, no. Libraries were, I always got in trouble because I was way too loud.
I believe it.
I was like, shh. And I'm like, you shh. Yeah,
you're getting all freaked out.
Yeah, I'm going to have a rant session about libraries now. It's PTSD back in the dizzy.
Libraries? Is that what you said? Libraries?
Did I say libraries?
Maybe, kind of.
I don't even know. That poor girl, though.
I don't feel too bad
for
her.
She needs to spend her money more wisely.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, you could not have gotten a license without learning that you need to move over for an emergency vehicle. I don't feel bad for you.
I didn't know.
It's like, and I said, no, you gave me a ticket. Can I serve jail time? It's like, you need to go serve something. Get the hell out of society for a little while.
Right. if you had a really, really big ticket.
I try to fight it.
But if you either had to pay the ticket or spend like one or 2 days in jail, what would you rather do?
I don't know. I work too much to be in jail, and I don't want that on my record.
Would it get on your record if you were in jail for a day or two?
I don't know. I'd have to check. If anybody out there knows, please send us a message.
If you didn't, let's say either way, it would not be on your record. Day or two of jail or spending like.
No, I don't really want to be there. Because I'm already very antsy. Like, it's too quiet. There's not any music. Like, I get real anxious.
Yeah.
If, like, I was hanging out at
God,
a,
you would, like, try
work.
To make friends all with all your jailmates, and they would hate you.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, so, like, what do you do? Why are you in here? Oh, my God, tell me about your life. What's your favorite color? Like, and if there's silence.
If you want to lean on me, like, because you're tired and there's no pillow, you can totally lean
you
on
can.
Me.
Do you want my pillow? Do you want my blankets? Do you want my food? It's okay. I don't really like this role.
Dude, oh, I would totally, like, become someone's lesbian mate, and I would have a great time in prison. You would piss somebody off in jail, and they would, like, bitch slap you. And, like, your luck, it would be the biggest, like, gal in there.
Or they would screw you with a broom. I hear that happens. What?
Why are you threatening me with a good time?
I would totally go to jail. I've always wanted to experience jail for, like, a night, to be honest.
The jail and prison are two different things.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, like, a...
But would you rather go to prison or jail?
Oh, well, jail, duh. Like, prison, well, like, you're, like, there for...
Well, no, to experience for one night, if, like, a cop came by, like, we will give you the experience for one day. Would you rather do the jail experience or prison? Because jail and...
I'd want to do both, honestly.
Because I think the jail one is more, like, just kind of sitting in a cell, kind of, you know, they take your shoes and all
your
stuff.
I think they have to, like...
But, like, you're still...
Check your hoo-has and all the holes to make sure.
I think that's more prison. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think if you're just in
both.
A holding cell for a day...
Yeah, if you're, like, just drunk or something.
Yeah, they just take all this stuff away from you. I don't know, like, if they would check your, you know, your undercarriage. But, yeah, prison, they get a little bit more...
All up in there.
All up in everything, and it's a lot worse. I'm not a real...
I would want to try a day in both, as long as I don't get killed.
They can't promise anything.
But then I would want to, I'd rather, if I had like a really outstanding ticket and they were like, dude, do you just want to go to jail for a day instead? I'd
be like a full day?
Yeah, like, or like a night or whatever. And it both be off my record. I would totally do that.
Hmm.
And you save all that money, honey.
Oh, yeah, you do love to save your monies.
Yeah.
I do got to ask everybody out there, like, what would you rather do? Would you, if you had, like, let's say the ticket's $1,000.
Okay.
Because you forgot about it, fees piled up and all that good stuff.
Or you just had a really crazy, like, driving 100 miles an hour without a license or registration kind of thing.
Right. So what would you...
If you had to pay it, or would you rather spend a night in jail?
Yeah. Like, let us know. I do have a question. Speaking of getting kind of... crazy and end up in jail.
Yeah.
You're going to be going out of town this weekend and hopefully will not end up in jail.
Oh, I hope not. You never know.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Portland.
Ugh, I'm so jealous.
I don't know. Portland, like Oregon, it doesn't sound like that crazy, but the only reason why I'm going is because I'm going strip club hopping.
Yay! Which ones are you going to?
We're going to go, my boyfriend and I, we're going to go to the Acropolis and we're going to go to Casa Diablo for sure.
Yes, apparently, they're right next to each other.
Yeah, and apparently, like, I really want to go to Top Pot Donuts at one point, and my boyfriend was saying how there's one right next to there, and I was like, we'll
Top
just get
Top Pots? Or
I mean, what do I always say? Top Pot? Voodoo.
Voodoo Donut.
Voodoo. I really want to go there, and he says there's one right there, so who knows? But I really want to go to the Acropolis and Casa because I hear those two are, like, the craziest and the most popular, and I've never been to a strip club in Oregon before.
Really?
Never been. I've been to Vegas, LA, and here, but I've never been to Oregon, which is so stupid because it's right there. But I'm really excited. I've been saving up dollar bills for a while now. Yeah. So, yeah.
So Casa Diablo, from what I understand, I'm going to see if I can look it up. It's a vegan strip club.
Which is so up my alley.
Let me see if they have the menu.
I know. I was going to look up the menu earlier and then I forgot. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll just have it be a surprise. And I've heard there are, I mean, I have a coworker at the restaurant I work for, and she said, yeah, I mean, you know, one song you'll get like a model who's gorgeous, and the next song you'll get someone who's pregnant. So it's
Casa
really,
Diablo?
Yeah, that's what she God. Said. And I was like,
isn't it more of a show, like kind of a sex show than just a strip club?
She was definitely telling me they were doing things to each other.
Because I think they market it as, or something that they did as a strip club, but they also say it's like an art show so they can get away with it. That's from what I hear. I don't know
so
if that's true.
Artsy.
I mean, some consider it performing art, man.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the things they do and the legs go this way and that way and the hands go in there and out there. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, even just looking at
how does that fit? What?
I'm looking at like the Senorita section of their website and it looks like full on porn.
Mm.
There is like stuff happening.
Oh man, now I'm like nervous. I'm getting nervous like thinking and talking about it.
I'm like, dude, these pictures are creative. Look at that.
Wow.
Let me go to that.
That is impressive.
Scrolling up. Damn it. I can't. Ow, mother effer. I pinched my finger.
Again? What?
Bleeding.
Did you break your nail?
No, it's
bleeding. My God. Is it in between or is it your cuticle?
It's right there.
Oh.
I'm getting a manicure later. Sorry, that was my girl moment. But yeah, I'm seeing full on girl stuff right now.
They'll fix it. But make sure you tell them so they don't put the stuff on it to make it sting.
Oh, yeah. Huh. It's like, I have a cut here and I'm bleeding. Not too profusely yet.
Yeah.
Anywho, but.
Damn, that looks raunchy.
Yeah, very freaking filthy.
I hear, tell me, because you've been to both, right?
I haven't. I went to Casa Diablo, but that was when the ice storm and winter storm happened in Portland. So they had closed it. Because they just closed the whole thing down.
Because I have heard that Casa Diablo is more trashy, more ratchet than Apocalypse Acropolis. Well,
because stuff's happening. Like, it's...
Yeah,
because strip clubs, they get naked, and sometimes they'll do a thing or two, but, like, Acropolis, the things I have seen have been a little raunchy, but, like, just looking at some of these pictures, okay. I have a feeling, like, this girl...
I'm nervous.
She's playing, like, a ring toss game, and they have to toss... I mean, it might be
anime. The target is her booty.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what we mean. Yeah, because I definitely want to definitely end with the more raunchy one. So I think we're going to go the Acropolis first, and then...
But I want to know what makes it a vegan strip club, because I'm not seeing a menu here yet. Oh, wait. Weekly kitchen specials?
I was about to be like, if they don't have food there...
Our new site is under construction, but I'm like, where's the food? It says that they have vegan food. So my thinking is, like, wouldn't you want to go there so you can have food there, or do you want to go to a fancy place first?
No, we're going to the Acropolis so my boyfriend can get
his steak
and whatnot. And then I'll probably have, like, french fries. Do they have french fries?
They have french fries. Okay. They're okay. Don't eat the salad bar, because it's a salad bar. That does not sound like a good idea.
I love salad bars.
At a strip club?
I mean, must know what I mean.
Just in case, I'm gonna make sure that's a little my little big thing. Oh, here. Just in case.
Oh, sorry.
You're good. No, Acropolis is so much fun, because I went to another strip club when I was there for my buddy's birthday. It was one that a friend recommended, and it was okay. Like, the girls were great performers in the sense of, like, the skill they could do. Like, they all look like they do CrossFit and pole dancing.
Oh,
like, they look like they can compete.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like Kitties or something.
Oh, yeah. That was down there. Yeah. I think that's the one next to Voodoo.
Yeah, or yeah. I think probably. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go to Voodoo. But, like, I put one in, like, my shirt, like a dollar bill. And she's like, we can't grab them off you. I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's lame.
But Acropolis, all fit bets are off.
They can.
They all go up and touch you and do stuff.
Okay, good. I feel like same with Casa. No, so I'm looking at those pictures.
Okay, so let me tell you a few stories from the Acropolis that I have witnessed there.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It was great. So it was my buddy's birthday, and there's a bunch of gals that came either with their boyfriends or with the party.
So a guy.
It was a guy's birthday. Yeah. So we let the boys sit. It was kind of like one of those U-shaped kind of...
like booths?
No. It was a stage, but it wasn't like a stage above you. It was kind of like a stage and like a little fence area, and then like kind of a table connected to it. Bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you're not like looking up at a stripper typically. You're looking like she's inside this kind of little pen thing.
Yeah.
So the boys sat on the right side. I don't know what else to call it.
She's like a bib or a horse.
One of those. But the boys sat on one side, and the rest of us girls, but I'm like, let's give them some space, because, you know, let them do their thing. And we sat in like the middle. So we were still kind of like, we could still kind of shout at each other.
That's like a smart idea, but like also feels really awkward too.
But it was fun, because then all of us ladies, there's like three of us, and we'd all switch off. Sometimes one girl would like leave and the other girl would come in from our group. And we'd all put dollars in front of us. This one gal, she was pretty spectacular, and my buddy was in love with her. She comes in, and she takes our hands, grabs all of our arms, and puts them down on the little table part.
Oh, I'd be so nervous.
And she was grabbing, stroking my arm. She's like, "Oh, I love your tattoo." I was like, "Yeah, you do, baby." And she puts the dollar bills, because when you put the dollar bill down, I like to, and I notice other people do it, and I like doing it this too, because I think it's easier to pick up. Is you fold it down the middle, longwise.
Oh, so it's kind of
like a teepee.
A tent. Yeah.
So she put all the dollars on all, like each on our hand. And she went around and sat on each of our hands and picked them up like boom. Like she would just bounce on our hand and pick up the dollar bill with her butt cheeks.
All
of them. And I saw her go around the entire, you know, stage area. She picked up like, she had like 10 on there. Like one after another. It was spectacular.
Was it, like, sexy, her doing it?
It was more impressive than anything.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think, like, it's kind of like a squat, each person. I'm like, how do you make that sexy?
Oh, crap. Sorry, I'm all connected. I can't demonstrate.
You can't show me. But that's...
She kind of do, like, a sexy kind of squat and, like, boom, like... But she, like, slammed it down
kind of
fast. And,
like, obviously, your hand would, like, smack her ass, kind of.
Yeah. So that's kind of hot for guys to watch girls doing that, but also hot for the guys experiencing it. The guy I was seeing at the time... Because he has like a really fancy hairdo, she put the dollar bill in his hair, and picked it up that way
From her butt.
Yeah, So he was in heaven too.
That is so crazy. First of all, how does one how does one learn to do that? And then you have to practice that, I assume. Now I want to try it, but like,
because you remember how you wanted to do the flip cup with your butt?
Yeah,
this should be your new one. See if you can pick up dollar bills with your butt cheeks.
That's like a lot of control.
Yeah, like it's she can probably
clap
flexing,
so well,
yeah.
Like clap her ass.
This same girl, she was awesome.
Was she hot too? Like
she was
a
real
cute. Face and like,
yeah, she was. I think she was kind of mixed. I think
okay,
like part African American or something. She was a little lighter skin, but she just had like
yeah,
kind of like she had Beyonce kind of like
ooh.
She had
yeah,
the long
girl.
Hair, big old booty, just real cute. And so one of my buddies was really in love with her. They have at the Acropolis 60 beers on tap.
What the hell?
It's just
hell?
A whole row.
My boyfriend's
going
to be
oh my God.
In love.
So I went up to the bar. I'm like, what am I going to have? And I'm like, tap, 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 tap. I'm like, holy crap. So many taps.
Do they have hard alcohol too?
Yes.
Okay.
I was drinking whiskey.
Okay, good. Come on, girl.
They have
my
a lot.
Girl.
They have a lot of whiskey. So my buddy's got a pitcher to share, and they don't give you the pint glasses. They give you like a smaller glass that's kind of curvy.
Ooh.
Almost looks like a woman's shake.
That's kind of sexy, actually. They do that.
Right. It's a little smaller, so it's easier to share. You're mm-hmm. not like just monopolizing all the beer. So she asked for what she pointed at one of the glasses, and she asked for one. So she walks up on stage, kind of around the pool. She has the glass in her hand, and she's blowing on it.
Oh, I'm so like, nervous.
She's warming it up in her hand, just, you know, warming it up, blowing on it, making it nice and warm. She wedges it, and she's still wearing kind of like a bikini bottom type thing, but she's topless. She wedges the glass in between her butt cheeks, so she's gripping it with her butt cheeks. She does a couple, like a dance, sexy thing, kind of moving around, gets up on the pole, goes upside down, all like spinning and all this stuff, with the glass still wedged in her butt cheeks.
Oh!
She gets down, goes over to my buddy, puts her up. Because the way it is, it's kind of like a counter. So when they get up on it, like to like kind of do stuff for you, they kind of like sit up on a counter.
Yeah.
She puts her butt out and she like pour beer. Like she got him to pour beer into the glass and she gets up and then they find a way for him. I forget how she did it, but he drank out of the glass still in her butt cheek.
What?
Just
the
like
because
like she moved her body and he had to kind of like maneuver underneath it and he drank from it. And it was so freaking cool. I'm on my side of the bar like, oh my God, that's my buddy.
How? Oh, did that make you want to, like, I wonder if I can, like, stick one of these in my butt cheeks and see if it
a
says.
Little bit, but I feel like I'd do something and break it. Like, okay. I need a plastic version of this glass.
Yeah, to try it. Well,
and
especially
I think the curved glass is what helps, too.
Probably.
If it was just, like, a regular pint glass, it'd fall out.
Yeah, or especially when she's, like, doing tricks. Could you mm-hmm. imagine, like, how many broken glasses she probably practiced with?
Right.
Because like, I don't know how that stays
but
in
I'm
there.
Sitting there, when I saw that, I'm like, take my money.
I know.
You deserve this, girl.
Was he like, here's all my beer and all my ones? And
I was just like, I was like, you get money. That's how I do strip clubs. Because I know when I go with some girls, they don't want to tip.
Oh, that's why I've been saving ones forever.
Right.
Because I want to tip. I want to
right.
feel like a baller in the sense where it's like, here you go. Make it rain. You're amazing. That was crazy.
Well, like the year that you didn't get to go
To Atlanta.
Some of like I went with some other radio people from other states. And we went to a strip club, and I was with another girl and then another guy from, I think they were from either the same station or in the same area.
Yeah.
And he was really excited that there was girls with them in their group, right?
One of those.
So he, like, brought out, like, a stack of ones he got, like, just a huge stack of ones. He's like, give it to the girls, give it to the girls. And she's like, oh, well, you know, throw out a one. But, like, whenever any girl would do a good trick or there's one girl you can tell she was trying her hardest.
Oh,
and I'm like, take money. And I just like throw it out there for her.
Oh,
I'm like,
probably
money.
Made her day.
But like this guy, I think he got turned on, like seeing what quote unquote turned us on.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It was more or less
girls,
impressed. Yeah.
Girl, yeah. Or I'm impressing like, you being a baller.
Yeah. Like I was just like, yes. And it wasn't my money. So I'm like, take it all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. I wish it was someone else's money I was
right,
bringing.
It's like, and then he brought another stack over. I'm like, hell yes.
Oh, this is so fun. Just money for everyone.
I'm funding your college.
Yeah. I went to a strip club. I think the one in LA or Vegas. I don't know. And this, I don't know. Because you know how you can sit by the stage or you can sit like farther away?
Uh-huh.
This girl's performing and this guy who's sitting farther away, all of a sudden, because I'm up close and personal. This guy like behind me comes up and seriously throws like $51 bills on just one chick.
Damn.
Just like make it rain or something. And I was like, that was probably the most baller-esque moment of your life. Like
there was when we were in Atlanta, there was one guy you can tell It was either Atlanta or when I was in Portland at the Kitties. But so, you can tell it was someone's birthday or something. Mm-hmm. And they had a bunch of ones and he just kept throwing them out there. But he looked like he was 21. I'm sitting there. That's daddy's money. Just the way you like the polo shirt. He was a bro.
Yeah. This is your 21st birthday.
I'm like, this is daddy's money, isn't it?
I will say I am a little nervous that I'm going with my boyfriend. I'm a little nervous about
it. Is it like a jealousy thing? Nervous?
I think it's kind of a jealousy thing. It's like, I've always wanted to do that. I don't have a problem like going to a strip. Like, I've never had a problem with, okay, yeah, go to a strip club. That's fine. Like, I don't.
But you're not seeing it.
Yeah. Him do it. And I don't want him to get a lap dance. And I don't know. I feel, which I think is, it's okay, right? I don't know.
I think if he goes into a private room by himself with a stripper, I think that'd be a little weird when you're there.
Yeah.
Like, if he gets a lap dance when you're not there, like, whatever, with the boys, I don't know if that would bother me so much.
I don't know. It's just weird. Because I was like, I don't know. It's been strange. And then it's his birthday next week. And then it's my birthday in a few weeks. And I was like, we should tell him it's your birthday. And he was like, oh, no, then I'll for sure get a lap dance.
No, they'll take him on stage and embarrass him.
And I was like, then we should tell him it's both of our birthday. Like, so it's just weird. I'm just like,
just tell him you're celebrating your birthday and you can see what happens to you. And then,
yeah, because I'm like, if I get a lap dance, obviously you can watch and everything. Like, that's totally cool. But I don't know. I feel like this is a new chair. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever been to a strip club with a boyfriend before, which is strange because I'm like, yeah. I mean, my ex-boyfriends have gone to strip clubs before and I've been like totally cool with it. But now I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm going to like watch really beautiful women.
It's like,
I'm like, you better only get, you know what I'm saying, down there for me, you know?
Right.
I don't know. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm like, already a little nervous because I mean, Sarah, don't get bitchy. Don't start a fight. Like, you said, this is okay. But like that girl kind of jealousy side is already
like. Just repeat your mantra because at the end of the night, if you let that bother you, it's going to ruin your night too.
No, I know. And like, that's why I'm thinking like maybe if I'm thinking it's already going to happen, then it's not going to happen. Or maybe it is going to happen. But he's good and he knows. But I'm just like, this will be interesting.
Sorry, I went to the Dusk Till Dawn Casa Diablo 2 on Facebook. And there's a guy getting, a lap dance, and the person, the stripper, is wearing a dinosaur costume.
Okay, now that is dope. If that happens, the problem is Halloween, but that would have been funny.
Oh, that was a while back, actually. August, it said. But I feel like that place is the place where crazy stuff's going to happen. I'm actually really wanting to go now.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't been to that one.
I haven't been in Portland since January, actually.
Almost a year.
Yeah, almost a year. And the time before that, when I went to the Acropolis, we just went to the Acropolis and then we went out to some bars after the fact.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go to Casa Diablo.
And you definitely have to be with like the right people. You can't just go to Portland and be like, let's go to strip clubs. And then the person like not want to go. Right. Like,
I want to go with a couple like female friends and take them.
That would be fun.
Like our non-bachelorette party.
Or we could pretend. Oh, that would be funny. Or like a birthday thing. You know
what? If we go, what would be kind of fun for an adventure is we each pack like a white dress or whatever. And we go to multiple bars or strip clubs and we each take turns being the bride.
Being the bride. That would be hilarious.
And just switch the sashes around each time. Just do your hair and makeup, have a dress and like, okay, next bar, switch dress.
That would be so funny. I've always thought about that. Like, or if like you have a birthday and it's the theme is it's a bachelorette party. So you just pretend. Let's get real. If I'm not married, I'm going to totally do that. Because I really would just want a bachelorette
party. You should just do that every year for your birthday instead.
God. Hope we'd all die.
Oh, God, yes. Alcohol poisoning. Drink responsibly, kids.
Yes.
Kids. But I'm trying to think of some other crazy stuff I saw at the Acropolis. There's one gal who there's two gals I really loved. One gal, like, she got up on, like, the counter and was, like, bouncing and doing her thing, dancing. And she was so sexy, like, got naked real fast. And you could tell she was just excited to be there. It was either that or she was on drugs. I couldn't tell, but I just know she was happy.
I love that. I've been to strip clubs where a girl can be beautiful, but her
she doesn't want to be there.
She doesn't want to be there. And if your face doesn't look happy or into it or something and you actually look like you'd rather be dead, like, that doesn't do anything for me.
It's like you look annoyed that you have to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like if you don't want to be a stripper, then don't be a stripper, honey. No one's, hopefully no one's making you.
Yeah,
that's a whole different situation. Mm-hmm. But it's like I remember I went to the Acropolis for the first time in the summer and there wasn't a whole lot of AC and we were all sweating. And I get it. She looked
stinky.
Like she was just all sweaty. Like, she just looked real annoyed. And I'm like, I get it. But come on. Like, we all have to fake smiles for our job sometimes.
Oh, all the time. Do they not have AC there? Or was it broken?
It might have been broken. But it's also Portland. Like, it's not really hot. Like Seattle. So no one has AC. But I'm trying to think. This other gal, like, yeah, she was just doing her thing. She comes up. And every time she, like, because we put money down, she just was super lively. Another gal, she had smaller. The gal that was real crazy and happy to be here with, like, she had these big old boobs and this big old ass. But there's another gal before her who was pretty lively, too, and I really liked her. And every time she'd come to get the money from our side, I'd move my drink. And my natural response, if I have a drink in my hand, is to drink.
Yeah.
It's to start sipping. So I'd start sipping and watching her, like, right up close, right in my face. And at one point, she's like, why are you hiding behind your drink there? And I'm like, I just wanted to move it out of your way. And I put it down. And that's when she grabs my face and smushes them into her chest. And she's like, what? What? Because I'm like kind of like muffling. And I just at one point I'm just repeating it. What? It's like, I can't hear you because my face is like all up in her boobs. I'm like, OK.
So do they talk to you kind of?
Yeah, sometimes they will. Like, especially if they say you're having a good time, you can chat with them. Just make sure if you're sitting at the rail, make sure you're always tipping per song. Okay. That is the
like
rule.
Like
a couple bucks per song. Like, okay, at least a dollar. You need to tip something per song. So yeah, if you're there for 10 songs, there needs to be at least $10 on there.
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise, get out of the prime seats.
How many songs? Don't they usually do like two songs?
Depends on the stripper.
It does. Yeah.
But I mean, because they'll switch them out.
But strippers.
So there'll be a couple songs for a stripper, and then the next stripper will come out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Always so weird because I like want to be up close and like on it, but then I'm like, but I feel so much pressure. Like, am I tipping enough? Am I not tipping enough? Like, oh no.
I always tip like at least a dollar per song, but if they do something really awesome, I give them a couple bucks.
Yeah, just like throw it at them.
Yeah, or I usually just put them on the rail because if you put it right in front of you, they'll come to you and they'll dance like specifically like in front of you.
Mm.
They'll get real up close or they'll get on the counter and do a thing where they'll like spread their legs out. Like they'll put their legs, they'll spread their legs out.
And then clap them in.
Shake their legs, clap the heels, shake, shake, shake.
I know.
And you're getting butt and other stuff in your face.
Vagina.
There's one gal when I was eating, because I got there late because of the snow and stuff. My friends had already eaten. They're sitting at the bar. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for my food. And one gentleman it wasn't in our party. It was his birthday, apparently. He was an older guy.
Nice.
This gal, she was cute, but you can tell, like, from her, because some girls either do, you have the multitude of strippers. You have the stripper that looks like the stereotypical porn star Barbie.
Yep.
The blonde hair, big boobs, super tiny. Then you get like your like hardcore rocker girls with like the tattoos. You get like the veterans who've been around, like they're really strong, but they got the big old fake boobs and
The trashy looking ones.
You get the ones, yeah.
They look like they've been around the block and you feel kind of bad for them.
You know that they're doing this because they really need the money.
Drugs, probably.
Yeah. But this one other gal, like I saw the one that looked like she didn't want to be there. You can tell she just did pole for fun and she's just doing this to pay for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this one gal, she looked just like your everyday normal chick.
Dude, yes. Those are the weirdest ones.
Because it's just like, it's weird that I'm looking at you naked. But she had like a messy bun and not even like a sexy one. It's more like, it's one of those like, hey, I have to clean the bathroom in the house today.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just throw my hair up so I don't get it into stuff. And she wasn't really wearing any makeup. Because some will do the contouring. Some will do very basic makeup. She didn't wear any at all. So I was a little, I don't want to say turned off, but I was like...
Intrigued.
I was... Like, it took me out of it a little bit. Like, I was more focused on her, like, face. I'm like, it feels weird because you're not what I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, like, what just happened before you came to work? Why didn't you do anything to yourself?
But she was impressive because it was this gentleman's birthday. So she did the whole, like, hey, spread eagle. Took a match, lit it, put it somewhere.
Oh, it's dangerous.
And sang happy birthday, and he blew it out.
Like, actually there in it?
Yes.
Like,
yep, up back there where the stuff happens.
She washed.
I guess. I mean, most of the time. But yeah, we all sang happy birthday for the guy.
That's super cute.
So I thought that was very
funny. See, I don't know how I'd feel if that happened to my boyfriend. I'd be like, that should be my vagina.
I mean, whatever floats your boat there, sweetheart.
Dude, that's so funny. When I was in, I think it was Vegas. I don't know where it was. One strip club I went to, there was a plain Jane looking girl. She looked so plain. She was like kind of dressed like a cowgirl. Looked very, like her face was whatever. Pretty blah. Look like a girl next door, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, you don't look like you belong. The best moves. She had the best stripper moves.
I was gonna say, if you're sweating and doing all that, do you really want to wear makeup?
Girl, you have to. It's a performance,
right?
You probably get tipped so much more if you do.
Probably.
But she she was strong. She knew what she was doing. She actually had tricks. And it was, I was like, wow, don't judge a book by its cover.
All right. So I have a thing about Yelp. I'm not a big fan of Yelp. Because
it can be really annoying because it's one thing's good, one thing's bad.
Well, because I feel like most people just like to bitch and they want a platform for their stupidness. And a lot of other like celebrities, like Anthony Bourdain even said, it's not this. These types of sites are not good for restaurants or not good for chefs.
And like it's a not good representation.
Yeah, especially because Yelp, you can be in cahoots with them. But if not, they can put up information about your stuff, like what your hours are and everything. So when I used to work at the restaurant, I have people come up to me. They're like, well, your website said that you do this and this. And I'm like, no. And I went and asked my boss. I'm like, does it still say that? Because we just changed it like a couple months ago. He's like, no, we changed that immediately. And I looked. I'm like, did you look at Yelp? It's like, well, yeah. Like,
okay, what, that's not our website. Someone from Yelp say that?
No, somebody came in and Yelp said had some wrong information, outdated information, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, we do not handle Yelp. Some people will go in. They pay to go in and like put their stuff up there. So it's up to date. But Yelp is kind of a disaster in the sense of it's not, it's just a lot of negative people. You very rarely get somebody going in there and talk about how awesome something is unless they really, really love Yelp. Because I have a few friends, that's all they do is Yelp every single thing they do.
Who has that much of time in their life? And who cares that much?
I just want to make sure I'm like, was there rats in the kitchen? Like, I want to know that kind of stuff. Like, you get people
unless
that
you
lie.
Have like a terrible experience. I bet I go to a lot of Yelp things that say like one review will be really good, the next review will be really bad, the next review will be okay. Like, they're all over the board.
It's just people. Like, sometimes you do have to take into account. Sometimes a server's having a bad day, and you have to think, or a cook, or whatever. It's like we all have bad days, and it sucks that it has to be immortalized on the internet. Because we had one bad day, yeah. And everyone's going to assume the entire thing is bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I never really use it either.
So Casa Diablo, their website, is still being under construction. But according to Yelp, I did find a menu.
Okay. Like, oh, God, I'm nervous.
Vegan. I think you're going to be happy. Because it says offerings for Casa Diablo Vegan Strip Club. So I'm assuming this is all vegan.
It better be.
Fries, the thin ones.
I love french fries.
And apparently they have 5 reviews on that one, on the french fries.
Okay.
I don't actually feel like, yeah, they're back and forth, just like
right?
Any
they're
other.
Really good. They're really bad.
Yeah. Lima. Tater tots, homemade taquitos, chili cheese fries, chili cheese tots, tostadas.
So you got weird if it's vegan. It's probably all vegan cheese.
Let's
That's going to be interesting.
3 open-faced tacos for the tostadas, mini tortilla shells topped with homemade chili, soy taco meat, lettuce, cheese, diced tomato and onion served with cilantro lime sauce, fresh red salsa and jalapenos on the side.
That sounds bomb.
They have potato chips, fresh potato chips fried to order, seasoned with salt and pepper, garden salad, nachos. With the homemade chili, chips and salsa, chips and hummus, egg rolls, hand rolled cabbage, carrots, green onion, and grass noodles in a crispy wrap.
And it's what? That makes me so happy. It's vegan.
Samosas, a savory curry blend of potato and peas in a crispy wrap prepared daily.
Dude.
Drunk bread, which is whatever bread we have, toasted and garlic bread, because you're drunk and need cheap food.
That's all. Let's get real. I'm probably going to have that.
Right.
Whatever bread we have. It could be a year old.
Yeah, it says burritos with taco soy strips, sloppy joe, chimichanga, mac and cheese, garlic flare pasta, hummus wrap, veggie wrap, homestyle rice bowl, yakisoba.
This is amazing. And this is amazing. It's all vegan.
Beefy stroganoff, beefy soy strips smothered in stroganoff sauce over a bed of fettuccine.
Oh.
By the way, have you ever seen beef stroganoff?
No,
it looks like a mess, but it's delicious.
It looks like gumbo, kind of, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. Gumbo looks a mess.
Yeah. They had, homemade chili, lentil, minestrone soup. They have burgers.
Damn, this place is what's up. How late is the kitchen open? This is real important.
I do not know. Let's see. They do have a Diablo burger, comes with onion, ketchup, mustard, and a Diablo sauce, which is their vegan version of Thousand Island.
Dude, I love this place. And I was just thinking about it.
Ooh.
It makes sense because Portland has a lot of hipsters and probably a lot of vegans. That so makes, smart.
I think it was also to kind of like do the retaliation in the sense of
Acropolis
being the steakhouse. I think it's a funny thing.
I mean, and it's perfect. It's legit for like me.
Right. It's like cinnamon sparkle chips for desserts, like flour. It's kind of like sopapillas, if you've been to a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, are they kind of like little elephant ears?
Yeah, basically flour tortilla chips fried to order and completely coated in cinnamon sugar.
Mm.
Sarah.
Dude, I seriously want like 8 of those things. Maybe like 12 of them.
I'd recommend calling them ahead of time so you don't stay too much time in
at the Acropolis
so you miss out on food.
Because let's get real, then Sarah would die.
Well, the thing is, the crappy thing is, this is the cool thing about having Casa Diablo right next to it, because I think it's called Casa Diablo 2 or something. There's nothing around.
It's just those two places,
and there's nothing really else to do around there, so you can't really walk anywhere.
I didn't know that.
You're going to have to, if you're going to be drinking, take an Uber there, and then you're going to need to Uber it to wherever you're next. If you don't want to close that place down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question, because I guess I forget it's a different state, so I don't even know how late they're open till.
Well, I think probably it's 2:30.
Oh, okay.
I think 2 or 2:30, I think I saw that the place is open till, 2:30 a.m. Huh. So they might, I don't know about the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, their alcohol law. Or, because kitchen usually closes before. It's really weird how each state has a different law on everything, pretty much.
In Portland, still like what Washington used to be, you can't go to like the grocery store and get liquor.
No way, really?
I'm pretty sure. Like last time I went to Oregon, yeah, you can buy wine and beer, but you can't.
Have to go to an actual liquor store.
Yeah, so if you, but I don't know if it's cheaper over there. It might be because there's no taxes. So you might as well just find a liquor store if you're going to pre-funk, do a little pre-funking, get your Uber. And if you wanted to stay at the strip clubs all night, then you can do that or go somewhere first, then the strip club. But if you want food, I'd say go to the strip club kind of earlier and then go hit up other bars.
Because I feel like they'd probably have their like main act start at like 9 or 10 anyway.
Something. You can go on the website and it schedules it.
Their website that's down?
Well, no, it's not down. It just doesn't have all the information. Oh. It tells you, like I think on Facebook too, it tells you what strippers or performers.
That's so funny. What dancers, Vicky. That's right.
Performers. There is a couple of 4 a.m. bars open, but I don't know if they can still serve. Wait, is that Oregon? Oh, I said Portland, and that's giving me Hillsboro. I don't know.
They got to still serve. Why would you have a bar open if you can't serve?
Club Previta.
Dumb.
Club Previta will offer club goers a place to dance, imbibe, and explore their intimate desires. Oh, I think that's something else.
I think that's a sex club.
Hey, there's a cage. Hey. Oh, my God. Look at that. I want to go there.
That looks amazing. Is that a club?
It said it's a club, but I don't know what kind of club
Maybe
it is.
Maybe it's a sex club. Hey, we'll see if I can even handle the strip club with my boyfriend. I don't know about a sex club.
Well, I mean, you don't have to have sex with somebody else. You just perform. You just, you know, be the life of the party.
I think my boyfriend would get stage fright, honestly.
Would he? This is totally a sex club. The next picture is a room with a bed.
Seriously? Wait, where is this?
In Portland.
Oh, my. What's it called?
Club Privata.
Club Bravada. I should just say,
they have a whole, like, I don't know if that's just for special occasions, but they have, maybe you have to, like, reserve it and you can get catering. They got some chips.
Could
and
you imagine?
Cheese platter.
If I had my birthday party there.
And they have a cute little bar. Oh, yeah, there's a stripper pole and, like, there's some couches. So I'm guessing that's where you do stuff.
That would actually be super fun. I mean,
why not? There's lockers and showers. Yes, this is totally a sex club. I would know.
Vicky is planning her next trip now down to Portland to go here.
I'm just looking at the art on the wall. It's like a girl tied up. And yeah, I think those are marital aids. Or is that a wedding picture?
I hope so.
Like in the background. Let me see if I can.
Maybe they got married.
I can't tell. Like somebody got married at the sex club because that's a girl tied up, right? Yeah. The next one, it's kind of hard to tell, but I think those are adult toys.
Oh, yep.
But then, like, the third one down kind of looks like a wedding dress. Like, somebody's in a wedding dress.
Like someone's, like, getting tilted over, like, being
like,
kissed.
You know, hugged or, yeah.
Maybe it's the owners of the club.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be funny as all hell.
That would be so funny. Oh my. It looks like a really cool joint, though.
It's like, massage-y tables or, like, beds type thing.
Winky face.
Let's go, Sarah. There's, like, a little basket with, there's towels and there's some, like, deodorant and lotions and some hairspray.
Probably razors, hopefully. What?
I mean, you got to do that beforehand. You don't want to shave in a public
You should
place.
Have deodorant on beforehand, too.
I don't know what that is. Well, sometimes you sweat.
That looks like you're about to get whipped.
Like, that's it kind of looks like when you go to the gynecologist table, except more medieval.
Put your legs up, girl.
It's like not really a stirrup, but you can push up again. I don't know, but I'm fascinated by that.
Dead ass.
I'm very fascinated. There's a VIP room. Club Privata.
Club Privata.
Get me out of here. That's so funny. I was on the third floor in the couple's lounge with my girl and I was having a great time and 2 refuse. The crowd seemed to be way more diverse than it is at Sesso, which makes us love the new place even more.
Oh, well, there's Seth, so I guess that's another one.
Yeah.
You know what? Screw the strip clubs. I'm having a sex club mom tonight.
I'm sure your dad's going to have a great time knowing about that. It's like, as a first timer, I think they spelled it wrong. I am nervous. Should I be?
Probably yes. You probably should be.
Someone's like, no, just relax and have fun. The nervousness will go away once you see how comfortable everyone is.
Yeah, because they're naked, all doing each other.
Yeah. Should a first-time young couple be bringing anything or go on a specific night? They have condoms, towels, and sheets. Bring any toys, accessories as you wish. Different nights have different crowds. Want to ease in without a lot of people? Thursdays are the best. Want to see a million people doing a million different things? Friday, Saturday is your best bet. Talk about boundaries before you go and have fun.
This is why I love America. We can legit just go to like a big building where everyone is doing it.
I know that.
And everyone can do each other if they want.
And I love that this is the 4 o'clock. It's on the 4 o'clock bar thing.
What?
It's on stay open till like 4 or something.
Oh, 4 a.m. I think it opens at 4 p.m. And I'm like, that's a little early to start. But
I mean, some people have stuff to do, man. Like, I got to take the kids. Like, I'm dropping the kids off at like 3:30 for grandma. And then I have to pick them up tomorrow before their soccer game. So we got to get this thing going. So I get a good night's sleep if I'm going to deal with the kids tomorrow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But if you guys have any fun strip club experiences,
please
or anything,
let us know.
We want to know any suggestions because we might have to make another trip.
Oh, hell yeah. Trip. Yeah. Any like, or even like not even in Portland, but even the best strip clubs, the worst strip clubs you've been to
in general.
I will tell you guys all about my experience.
Yes, please. I love you. Have a good time.
That's
all I'm asking. That's the only mom thing I'm going to do is just have a good time for me
and not get arrested.
Okay, yes, that too. Okay.
I'll call you from the jail, so I'll be like, well, I had a really great time, at least.
I'm like, did you call your dad first? Because I'm
no,
not picking you
come
up.
Come bail me out, please, Vicky.
If I have to come bail you out.
That would be great. A great story. We look past when we're 80.
Well, would I be able to make fun of you on air for that?
You'd make fun of me anyway.
Okay. You wouldn't be too mad. I'm like, bitch, I just drove to Portland.
I know, I can't be mad. You drove the hell along.
And then I have to pay for your bail that you're going to have to pay me back.
Yes, of course.
And you don't have Venmo, so I'm going to take you to the bank right after. Give me money. And gas money.
I spend all my ones on the strippers.
Be like, come on, bitch. Then give me hundreds. I don't care. Please don't get arrested. No, okay. That sounds awful. I don't want to drive down. There. I don't have to drive down just to bail you out if I don't get to see strippers.
Yeah, that's true. I would take you to like the afternoon show.
Just the B squad. C squad.
Yeah. Yeah, like the noon Sunday delight, you know.
You get the breakfast bar.
Yeah, and Bloody Marys.
Hell yeah. Oh, I love you, Sarah, but have a good time.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Oh, we will not be on next week because Thanksgiving. Oh,
yes, everybody enjoy it with your family, friends, or just yourself because you hate everyone. Whatever.
Do you?
And eat a lot.
Bye.
Bye.